Welcome to the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast. The equipping of God's people comes by teaching and imparting the principles of Christ's kingdom as they unfold through the Holy Spirit today. Our focus is to make the scriptures alive, simple, and easy to understand. Now here's your host, Andy Taylor.
Welcome to the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast, broadcasting to you today from Sayre, Oklahoma, halfway between Amarillo, Texas and Oklahoma City.
Right inside the big house here.
Yeah.
And you can see us, if you're driving down the interstate, you'll be able to see the big house when you go across. There's a big flag out front and we'll be right on the north side of the interstate. And what's the exit out here?
Exit 26.
Exit 26 on the side road. And there's a lot of people just driving down through here and just stop in.
Drop in to see us.
Yeah.
In fact, that's a standing invite for the people who listen and join us on the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast.
We've also had people just stop in and then they end up just living here.
That's true.
That's absolutely
that's
true.
We'll talk about that sometime on the podcast.
We really hit a really good subject here. And of course, it's the subject is the kingdom of God.
I think it's the subject.
It
yeah.
We left the other one coming in and talking about the kingdom and how it relates to the church. And after you found your church and you start understanding that the kingdom of God is where it's at. That's what you're seeking. My question for you is, do you have to be in a church to get into the kingdom of God?
This is a question. Do you have to attend church?
I guess you don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything,
and
right?
For a leader to say you have to, it automatically puts people who are not, it puts them in a bad place. So I probably wouldn't use that terminology. We're encouraged over in Hebrews, I believe, that we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. So it's important that we come together because there's an exponential thing that happens. In fact, Jesus, I'll give you a couple of examples if I can bring them to mind. One is if two of you agree as touching anything and ask it in my name, Jesus said, I'll do it. So there's power when two of you gather together and pray. Another place he says, where two or three are gathered together, I'm there in the midst of them. So when we come together, it's the presence of God. It's the whole variety of gifts that God has given the people in the body of Christ. So it's really important. And I think maybe we've addressed it before, and I don't want to be offensive about it, but we live out in, I say those redneck jokes that everybody else laughs about, they hurt our feelings. So we live in the Mecca of the redneck world. A lot of people would claim that, so we're part of that. But
the whole mindset of coming out into Western Oklahoma, or I say we live in Western Oklahoma, being the redneck.
We get this quite a bit out here, and that is, I can find the Lord out in my deer blind or at the fishing hole. I can do that. I don't need to go to church to do that. I totally agree with that. You can. One is he's everywhere. But the other thing is, the other question I would say, but are you doing that? You can use that as an excuse for not showing up and going to church. And I can see why people don't want to go to church. There's a lot of reasons. Most of the time, people have been hurt by church people. And the church, that doesn't always, in every area, every town, every church, doesn't have a great testimony with the world. But if you get right down to that mindset, it's selfish in this respect. Again, I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. It's selfish in this respect. When we're talking about the body of Christ, and Paul puts it so simple in such simple terms that you can't miss the truth of it, that all of us are a body part. So if you're a body part that's not present when the body comes together, so there's a part of the body that's not there functioning and doing its part. I don't hear enough leaders, my opinion, talking about the body of Christ and their care and concern and love for the whole body of Christ. And that's one of those things that has been at the front of my mind all these years is the body of Christ is important. That's the church, right? And as we've said before, is that the church is the answer for everything wrong that's going wrong in the world. So the church is extremely important as it relates to the kingdom. And that's how we got started down this road talking about the church and the kingdom. What's the church's function? How does the church and the kingdom, how do they function together? The kingdom encompasses everything. And the church is, again, the only organism on the planet that God has given the authority and the power to carry out the will of God and to help and to co-labor with Jesus as he advances the kingdom.
Things can happen besides being in church. I'm going to go back to a point you had. You were saved on the side of your bed.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't in the church.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. But you went the next step.
Yeah.
You went on.
Mm-hmm.
Not just became Andy Taylor, Pastor Andy Taylor.
Sure.
You went on. You got into church. You got into the Bible. You got in the game.
Another thing I think of too, Gabe, is people are looking for the perfect church. There is the perfect one for you. But when you get there, it's not perfect in everything that it does, because it's still, we're full of imperfect people, myself included. We're being perfected. We're being conformed into the image of Jesus. So we're not there yet. We got a long ways to go. I'm a lot more like Jesus than I used to be. But when you measure me upside Jesus, I got a ways to go, right? So there's that whole mindset. And I think a lot of people are, they're looking for the perfect one. And we've talked about that some before. Find somewhere where it feels like home, where they're teaching the word. I think they need to be talking about the kingdom some and learning about the kingdom. Someplace where you're encouraged to not just know about the Lord, but to actually know Him. That's the key. That's where the magic happens right there. It's one thing to know about Him, but it's a whole nother dimension to know Him. And that's where the glory of God comes. That's where you find yourself. That's where you find your significance and your purpose in life and all those kind of things. It's in the relationship. It's from God's standpoint, it's always been about the relationship. Jesus even said to the Pharisees, the religious people in His day, He said, you search the Scriptures. It was only Old Testament stuff, law stuff. He said, you search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, but you're not willing to come to Me that you might really have life. And so it's about the relationship that we have with the Lord. And the kingdom and the church, how do they relate with one another? The kingdom encompasses everything. The church is, and I had several words I came up with. I don't know that I ever found the perfect word that I was looking for, but here's some of the words that when I taught on it recently, I tried just to give a surface understanding. I taught 3 weeks on it, trying to give a surface understanding of the kingdom of God. And trying to get enough out there about the kingdom of God is hard to teach on, because it's such a broad, vast subject. It's hard, it shouldn't be, but hard to find a jumping in spot. I've been thinking about it and talking about it for years, but to find a place to jump in and start to teach where someone who's never heard anything about the kingdom is a challenge. How the church and the kingdom relate to one another. And these are some of the words I came up with. And the first word is the word that I probably landed on is probably being my favorite one, and that is a facilitator. And the definition of a facilitator is a person or thing that makes an action or process easy or easier. So it's the church's responsibility to take what God gives. Well, you're talking about the Word of God, the Bible, the written Word of God, the Word that God is speaking, right? And if you're new to the podcast, we talk about this a lot. The written Word of God is extremely important. And I've spent a good bit encouraging my people again Sunday to be students of the Word of God, the written Word, the Bible. But the second part of that is the Word that God is still speaking. Jesus said, my sheep know Me and they hear My voice. If we apply ourselves and understand that God is still speaking, we have the Spirit of God in us to help us discern what's God and what's not God and those kind of things. And as we do that, we begin to find our place. We begin to grow in our relationship with the Lord. The first word I came up with was facilitator. So a facilitator, in this case, between the church and the kingdom, as the church is to carry out the elements of the kingdom, teach about the kingdom, talk about the kingdom, what is the kingdom, what are the mysteries of the kingdom of God. There's a lot of kingdom verses we could jump in on. The church should know and embody the principles of the kingdom of God. So as a facilitator. Another word was a purveyor. A purveyor is a person who sells or deals in particular goods. So that's the Rand McNally version of the definition of purveyor. A purveyor deals in the essentials of the kingdom of God. In this case, we're purveyors of the good news, the gospel of the kingdom. What are we dealing in? We're dealing in grace. We're dealing in the peace of God. It's a long list. This is not a totally inclusive list. There's more. Grace, peace, the joy of the Lord. The power to overcome, relationship with the Lord, those kind of things. We're to pass those things along. And another word was distributor. That's just what a distributor is. It's an agent who supplies goods to stores and other businesses that sell to consumers. So we distribute, again, these elements of the kingdom, and we distribute them to the people. And in turn, Paul said, teach these things to faithful people who will teach others also. So my goal in this is to teach this stuff in as simple and as understandable form as I can, so that the people who hear that can take that, can understand it, sink their teeth into it, find out how to work that into their lives, and teach them in simple enough terms that they can go teach other people as well. So that's what we do around here. And I've said before, we're all blessed in different ways. And you, if you're listening, it would really be worth your while to find out how you're gifted. You're probably gifted in a lot more ways than you understand, and you're gifted to a greater degree maybe than you understand. So it's a journey to find those things out. But when we do find those things out, we see that how we're gifted is a piece of the kingdom of God, or a piece of Jesus. That's another way. If you want to see what the kingdom looks like, just look at Jesus. He's the embodiment of the kingdom of God. That's what he is. And as we learn from the written word and the word that God's speaking to us, the kingdom of God is being made manifest that way. So we distribute, we take what the Father gives us, we distribute it to the people who in turn, they give it to the world. The church basically distributes what it's been given and what we understand of the written word of God, what it is that God is saying. And I've said this before, I've found the Lord to really be in a talkative mood in this season. So if you make it a priority to hear God, you will hear him. He'll make sure that you do. We probably don't have to qualify it for the people that are listening, but it doesn't hurt. There might be one or two or more out there. God's not limited to speaking in an audible way. He can speak in all kinds of ways, and we've named a lot of those through the course of this whole podcast. Signs, he speaks through signs and wonders. He speaks through the still small voice. He speaks through words of knowledge, words of wisdom, prophetic word, tongues, interpretation of tongues, the elements, colors, animals, everything. God has his way of speaking. And to help you out, if you're listening, you're created for this. You're made as the perfect receiver of the kingdom of God and of the information that God gives. You're on a need-to-know basis with God because of who you are. We're handpicked sons and daughters. Fathers want to speak to their sons. Let's make it as simple as it's really supposed to be.
You've explained a lot, A.G., right there. And I'm going to give you 2 points here. One point is, from your standpoint, and we may have talked about this earlier a little bit, about, well, I know we did. From your standpoint, from the outside, you telling me or someone, anybody, that, hey, you need to be in church. People have been hurt by the church. You said that yourself. Yeah. It sounds like, hey, I need you in here. I need a number. I'm just saying this because I know you and I know your heart.
Yeah.
That's not where you're coming from. I know that for a fact.
Right.
But it has come across from some other, and people from the outside, looking into a place they've never been before, they've never walked in or anything like that. And it's tough to take, or it's tough to understand until you get in.
Certain amount of fear and apprehension involved. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I feel like maybe you're just like, he just needs more people in there to talk to. And from what I've learned all my life, living in the ditch,
well,
maybe.
Let me say it this way. I think I can cut through a lot of that this way. I'd love to have a lot of people. I hope we pack it out and hope we do several services, which we did when we were in the old building. Mm-hmm. I hope we have a lot of people. Not for my benefit, not so the reflection will be on me, because I believe in our product. I believe in the things that we talk about, the kingdom of God, relationship with the Father, relationship, personal relationships with one another. Mm-hmm. Kingdom of God, in real estate, it's location, location, location. But in the kingdom of God, it's a relationship, relationship, relationships. God sees these relationships with one another. I think he sees them. It's not as important as our relationship with him, but it's pretty important. And that's how, it's not the only way, but that's how the kingdom of God expands and advances. It's through relationships. And I still say, if we talk about evangelism somewhere along the way, evangelism is best done through relationships, one-on-one personal relationships. It's not the only way, but I think it's the best way.
For an example, if I walked up to somebody, just a stranger, and just said, and he just started talking about the Father, he's probably going to look at me and be crazy, think I'm crazy. But if I got a great relationship with my buddy and we start talking about the Father when it's time, the relationship is much more important.
You know, the Lord gave me a really good analogy on that years ago. And that is, so if you're a farmer out here, let's say you're a wheat farmer, and comparing this to the kingdom of God, if a farmer wants to have a good wheat crop, the first thing that he does is he has to get the ground ready. If he's going to plant his wheat seed, And his wheat is going to have a good chance. There's a lot more stuff's got to happen. But the first thing he needs to do is get the ground ready. Because you say you take this old hard western or sandy or whatever out here in western Oklahoma, old red dirt up north around Cheyenne, up in there, you can throw a lot of seed out and not get have very little of it to come up.
You got to be able to cultivate that, get it in the ground.
The ground's got, yeah, the ground has to be right. So what the Lord showed me is in comparing this to the kingdom of God, how you get the ground right in a relationship is you give time and attention to your relationships. Relationship. So if it really is in the kingdom of God, relationship, those are really important. I think God is sovereign in relationships. Me and you are only in the same room together because along the way here, we're figuring out why this relationship is important. Mm-hmm. We know a little bit about it, but not everything about it. The more time that you and me spend together, the more, here's the term we use, the more relational equity we have. Questions come up in the course of a relationship. If you trust me and I trust you, we're able to get down to the heart stuff. Heart, not hard, but the heart stuff, and talk about the things that are really important. The thing that you can do, if you're listening, to help advance the kingdom of God is to give attention and time and effort and prioritize your relationships. That's getting the ground ready. That's what it's doing. And then, more often than not, see, people are worried when you talk about doing ministry, it scares everybody because they think about, oh, I got to stand up on a stage and talk to people and all that kind of stuff. And so that's just a tiny piece of ministry. And so when people can see how they're gifted, how God has blessed them, the gifts and the talents and things that he's blessed them with, then they can begin to pass that along in their relationships. That's the easiest way. Now, that's not the only way, because the Lord has used me a lot of times in situations with people that I didn't have any prior relationship with. So you got to be open to that. But God is sovereign in relationships. And there's a little equation that we use to God is sovereign in relationships, number one. Two, every relationship given enough time, there's problems. You've hit a couple of rough spots along the way. If we would have made those problems, whatever they were, more important than the relationship, well, then the relationship's in trouble. But if God arranged the relationship, then you put the value on the relationship that God has, and you make the relationship more important than the problem. And if you're out there listening, if you've been married very long, you've been doing that, whether you've been taught this little thing or not, because problems do come up in a marriage. I've heard, I don't know that for sure. In the 47 years of my marriage, I haven't had hardly any. Yeah. No,
putting that
it happens, right?
Yeah, so, it happens. We all know it happened.
So every relationship, given enough time, there's problems. We make the relationship more important than the problem, and we roll our sleeves up, and we commit to the process, and we work. Sometimes it takes a mediator, and we work through the problem and the payoff. And I'm embarrassed that not enough believers and Christians, even people in our own family here, do that. It's embarrassing that people will have a problem and they'll turn and walk off. They'll walk away and leave a friendship, leave a church, leave a relationship or whatever. But the payoff is if you'll commit to the process, God not only restores the relationship, but he makes the relationship better and stronger than it was before the breach or before the problem happened.
So there's one simple, easy question here at the end for us. Softball for you. How's a guy get in the kingdom?
Well, you must be born again. Nicodemus came to Jesus at night and he said, teacher, you must be a teacher come from God because no one can do the things that you do unless God be with him. Now, here's the guy who was at the pinnacle. He was a leader of the Pharisees, the religious people of the day. And I think he came to Jesus at night for fear of being ostracized or cut off from his friends. But he saw something in Jesus that going through his religious motions and being a adhering to the law, which was that was kind of the thing of the day. And God set that in motion, but there was about to be a change with Jesus. The kingdom of God was being established. The church was soon to be established. So you must be born again. You must allow God and Jesus access into your life. No man can come to the Father unless he draws him. And he said, the first thing he said to Nicodemus was, you must be born again or you can't see the kingdom. And then he said, and the second time, you must be born again or you can't enter the kingdom. I'd like to turn that thing around. If you're born again, you can see the kingdom. Now, you got to look and you got to look with spiritual eyes. We are trained to look with spiritual eyes. I can encourage you to do it, but it's the Holy Spirit that lives in you that helps you do that. We got an unfair advantage over people who are not born again, because we can see the kingdom. One of the disciples asked Jesus, why do you speak to us in parables? And he said this, because it's been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to them it's not been given. So I'll say it again, when our hearts are genuinely, authentically, we want the will of God, we want the kingdom, we want those kind of things, it attracts the attention of God, the grace and the favor of God, and God will start to give you and show you about the kingdom. So you must be born again. That's how you get in the kingdom. You got to be born again. And to be born again, if you're out there and you've never received Jesus into your life, I use this all the time now. It's not just a salvation thing, but I use it all the time with giving a salvation invitation at the end. Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open, I'll come in and dine with him. That's basically what he says. You got to be born again.
I think this is a great place, Doc, because I have 100,000 questions about being born again.
Okay.
And I think we can go into the next podcast, talk about being born again.
And we still jump track from the church and the kingdom. There's so much to talk about. We'll hit on that some too. Yeah.
Such a broad subject that it's like the light is still going out. It hasn't quit yet.
That's right.
Hey, if you guys like what you're hearing here on the Kingdom Cowboy podcast, you can download it on our preferred platform, which is Apple, Spotify, Amazon, iHeart, Player FM, Samsung, Podchaser, or Boomplay. If you want more info about the Kingdom Cowboy, Andy Taylor, you go to andyrtaylor.com. There's some contacts on there. There's some different things. Also, you can pick up his book there on andyrtaylor.com. For Gabe, Andy, and Andy Taylor, we'll catch you on the next round.
See you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Kingdom Cowboy podcast, where we give a money-back guarantee. You'll be better when you leave than when you arrived. That's the outcome of listening to God's living word for this hour. Remember to subscribe to this podcast. If you would like to contact Andy with your questions or comments, you can do so at andyrtaylor.com.